what's it like knowing that it all comes down to 3 hours on Sunday, all the work you put in the off season, all the camp work, practice, long season, now you're here?
Yeah, it's what you live for. You know, that's why you play the game, for these moments, for these big games, and you know, for this great competition. It's going to be a dogfight, and I'm looking forward to it.
This is Kirk's been really comfortable here of late, obviously, and that play-action game is really dangerous for them, and obviously we know how you stop that, but if you don't stop that, are you in for a long afternoon?
If we don't stop anything, it could look pretty bad, so we just have to make sure we play our best game and be where we need to be and just do it violently and aggressively.
What does Julius mean to this team with his leadership? He's a captain.
We voted him captain for a reason. He does all the right things. He truly shows you how to carry yourself on and off the field. And I'm just very happy that I had the opportunity to play with him, you know, and hopefully we can get it done for him.
Do you feel a sense of urgency with a guy like him when you don't know how much is left at the end here?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of us, we're younger, but he has everything but a Super Bowl ring, so it's like we're talking about fighting for someone else other than yourself, and as a classic example, we all want to make sure we play our best and get it done for him.
Mike, you had a really nice interception in Arizona. Micah had a great play for an interception last week. What can those type of plays mean in the playoffs?
They're huge. Turnovers are huge in the playoffs, and typically the team with more turnovers win the game in the postseason. So we just have to make sure we are where we need to be, and we just do it aggressively, and you know, things should look good for us.
Health-wise, are you where you need to be? Has this been a battle for you the couple weeks with the groin?
It's been pretty tough, but I fought through it. You know, I fought through worse, so I'll be fine.
It's out of mind come game time, or every play, are you?
I don't even think about it. It's just, like you said, it's out of mind. I forget I'm hurt until after the game, and the adrenaline goes away, and it's like, holy crap, I can't move. You know, but other than that, I'm game day, I'm going.
On defense, how different does it feel to get the respect, get the love going into the playoffs where it's been all about offense in
years past? It's for as much adversity as our defense has faced in the past, to get, you know, some respect around the NFL is definitely welcome, but still not enough. We're still not number one defense. We still have a lot more work to do. At the end of the day, teams are putting up points, and that falls on us. We can't let teams score.
Mike, how tough is it? I mean, 17 guys on an injury report is pretty tough. Just to build that fluidity, that consistency throughout the week at practice that you want to carry over when you're kind of not being able to practice full tilt with everybody out there.
If you're a professional, you truly know how to approach your business, your craft. None of that matters. You're going to make a way no matter what the situation is. And I think we have the kind of guys that do that.
How do you guys flip a switch? Because you talk about turning it on. The last couple of games have been against playoff opponent or people who are in the playoffs. So what is it about now this time around that something's going to switch and flip and you guys are going to come out strong?
Nothing changes. We just have to get better every week, and that's our goal. There's no magic button you can push on game day. There's no Harry Potter spell you can cast or anything. You have to be turned on 24/7. We have a long enough off season to rest and recuperate. So for these few months, this next month, we have to be as on as possible. And if you can't do that, then you don't deserve to play this game.
There were some pretty good spells, Harry Potter.
BJ obviously missed all last year. This is his first playoffs in 2 years. He's come back. He started 15 games. Kind of been a rock for you guys in the middle. What are you thinking about the season that he's had so far to this point?
BJ's been nothing but great for us, and I'm glad I got an opportunity to play with him again. And you know, he's always been a very good player, very smart, and you know, he does a lot of thinking out there. So I'm glad I have a guy like that. When I can play next to BJ, a guy who's as smart as he is, you know, I don't have to think as much, and I can just go like a bullet. So I'm glad to have him here. He takes care of himself. He does all the right things. And for a guy to miss all of last season and to play the way he's been playing this year, it just goes to show that he handles his business accordingly. How much?